chapter 12, Mishnah 11, Tovel Esa Ezov Bayom, if he dipped the hyssop into the chattis water during the day, Vehizav Bayom, and then he sprinkles it during on that same day, kosher. That is kosher, that's the way it's supposed to work. Bayom, but if he dips it in on the day, Vehizav Belaila, and then he only sprinkles it that night, Belaila, or he dips it in during the night, Vehizav Bayom, and then he sprinkles it the next day, Pasul. That is not a valid sprinkling. And he's got to dip it in and sprinkle it on the same day. Aval hu atzmo tovel belaila, but he himself may immerse at night, umaze b'yom, and then sprinkle in the day. And so there's different opinions as to exactly what this means. And just taking one opinion, this is talking about he himself means the impure person, because some require that he immerses himself in a mikveh twice. He's got to go into a mikveh, then be sprinkled on with the water, and then got to go into the mikveh again. So according to those opinions, this is talking about his first immersion in the mikveh could be done the night before, and then the next day he gets sprinkled on with the water. Carries on the Mishnah, she'ein mazin ad she'tenaitzachama, the sprinkling can't be done until neitzachama, until the rising of the sun. V'chulan she'asu mishe'al amud ha'shachar kasha, but all who have acted upon the rise of the dawn is valid. So this is actually an important principle. We've actually seen this before. And what it means is that normally when we're doing mitzvahs that need to be done during the day, so we do them from neitzachama, which is when the sun, when the actual sun itself rises. But before neitzachama, there's the dawn, the breaking of the dawn. It starts getting light before the sun actually comes over the horizon. And that, according to Torah law, is the daytime. So the rabbi said to be careful, you should only do mitzvahs that need to be done during the day from neitzachama. But b'di'evad, if you've done it from already when the dawn breaks, so then already you would have fulfilled the mitzvah b'di'evad, but that you shouldn't do it to distance yourself from making a mistake. Hadran Alecha Maseches Parah.